Drupal Voices is short daily podcast interviews with people doing work in the Drupal community. Brought to you by the Do It With Drupal Seminar. The video archive is now available with over 40 hours of high-quality video from Drupal's top developers and thinkers. For more information and free full-length sample videos, go to doitwithdrupal.com.
Sure, well, I'm Jonathan Kaufman. I'm the Associate Product Manager for PBS Engage. PBS Engage is a Knight Foundation grantee tasked really with spreading social media and, you know, working to connect the audience with the public broadcasting service. You know, when we decided early on to go with Drupal for our site and to contribute back to the community, because it's just such a, you know, it doesn't make sense to not use open source when we're talking about public media and interaction with our clients, which are the American public. So, you know, that's what we're doing. We're doing some exciting Drupal work with the PBS Live Chat series, where we have talent like Bill Moyers, Terry Lacona, who's a longtime producer of Austin City Limits. You know, so we have talent, and we bring them on, and they sign into our Drupal site, and they, you know, interact live with the PBS audience on the web. You know, so we're trying to do some really exciting things, and Drupal makes it easy for us to quickly roll out new functionality and try things out as we try to affect change in the larger organization.
With the Knight Foundation, was that sort of a condition of their grant, or was that just something that on your own you thought that it made sense to try to collaborate with these other public media entities?
Yeah, you know, the Engage website actually started up and was deciding to move to Drupal before the Knight Drupal initiative really got off the ground. So it was, you know, a combination of people just recognizing that Drupal is a solid platform to build community websites on. And, you know, of course, the Knight Foundation loves seeing us contribute modules back to the community. And so it's, you know, it's something that's not going anywhere for a while.
So what are the modules, again, that PBS has been working on?
Well, just this week here at DrupalCon, we released a module called Live Update, and it's actually the magic behind our live chats. So it'll, you know, let people do all kinds of different live functionality on their Drupal sites really easily. We also contributed not too long ago and recently did an update to a module called Web Purify, which is a service that maintains like a profanity filter, which was something that was pretty important to our constituents, was that, you know, we want to open up commenting, but we can't have foul language. So we built a service that connects with the Web Purify services API.
Okay. And sitting in the public media Birds of a Feather session, it was sort of interesting to hear how public media entities can sometimes see each other as competitors because they're going after the same grant money, but that with the economy, it's getting to the point where they're turning to Drupal to build bridges in a way. Can you speak to that a little bit?
Yeah, you know, traditionally, people don't really understand what the difference is between, say, PBS and NPR and public media in general. And there's always been, you know, I guess a struggle within the public media landscape of, you know, well, are you doing this, you know, and that's great, but, you know, what's the backstory? What's the background? And, you know, I think especially in these more difficult economic times, the, you know, stations and the national organization as a whole, you know, wherever we can find, you know, efficiencies in what we're doing and provide services that let us interact with the viewers and the website visitors easily and inexpensively is a real high priority. And so that's why we're so involved right now.
And so what do you see in the future of Drupal and public media moving forward? I know they were talking about public media camps, and what do you hope to see in the next year?
You know, I've been following the Drupal community and have been an evangelist of Drupal for several years now. And I'm not much for the technical side, but I can speak from the business perspective of how easy it is to get up and going and for things like web producers to jump in and moderate comments or submit blog posts. I mean, it doesn't get much easier than Drupal. And I think, you know, the more people that see and can try out the system, they love it. They get in there and they're able to build their sites up quickly. And I think the speed and the ability to reach out to the larger Drupal community has been great. And so I think we're going to see a lot more adoption in the future.
Right. And also, I mean, to be fair, Drupal also has a number of usability issues that I think are known and being worked on. But what else do you sort of see in the future of PBS and Drupal? What can we expect to see within the next year?
I think as far as PBS and Drupal goes, I think you're going to see even more trials and tests of new ways of doing things. You know, the old barriers of we're going to present information to you as a user and you're just going to have to make do, you know, that barrier is rapidly degrading. You know, so I think you're going to see some advances in including additional video functionality, you know, letting the users control their own experience. I think all of those things are going to be key. And I think you're going to see a lot of that in even just the next year.
And there's also, I mean, just in the larger sense, there's journalism in Drupal. And so do you have any thoughts of sort of the state of journalism and where Drupal fits into that?
Yeah, you know, I have a news background. I worked for a local television station before moving to PBS headquarters. And, you know, journalism is going through a tough time right now. And I think people are ready to get away from the doom and gloom and finally see some solutions. And I think open source and specifically Drupal is a key tool in that toolbox, so to speak, to really move ahead and get away from the doom and gloom. And, you know, let's start thinking about real journalism, investigations, and, you know, finding the truth behind stories. And, you know, making tools that are easy to use and that are quick and efficient are just so important to working on that mission. And, you know, and really, public media is, I think, in a unique position in that we have presences in hundreds of communities across the country between public radio and public broadcasting. So having, you know, real humans in these cities across the country is such a huge and valuable asset. You know, so something that we're really going to be focusing on is teaching these stations how to reconnect with their community. And I think we're doing a pretty good job right now of doing training and education as far as that goes, but there's so much more that we can do because radio stations and networks are being bought up and people are laid off, but public media still has employees there in these small, medium, and large towns ready to help their communities out.
Okay, well, great. Thanks.
Thank you.